This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag and Paso. Your one-stop shop for quality hay you can count on. For a huge variety of economy hay to locally grown premium hay. With delivery to the entire Central Coast. Count on Premier Ag.
98.1 KJ with Tom and Becky in the Morning. I know the other day we talked about scary movies. So I think it was kind of interesting that today I see this this nationwide survey, Redbox. You know, the company does all the movies right there by the, when you, you know, you'd leave the grocery store and whatnot, Redbox.
Yeah.
Okay. They recently surveyed to ask people what their favorite scary movie was. I know we just talked about scary movies a few days ago. I get that. But the number one most scariest movie for people, their favorite scary movie was The Shining.
Nope.
Oh,
never,
man.
I've never seen it.
Jack Nicholson was just... And the twin girls and the, you know, the red rum and red rum and red rum. Yeah.
I went to that hotel, remember? The outside of it where it was someone I never... And
you
I was like,
did,
oh.
That's right.
We had this like, whole conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where you need to repost that picture.
Reposting that picture.
Repost that picture immediately. Becky and her family went and they stood outside. It wasn't the Bates Motel, but whatever the
thing where was. Like they did like the outside you know, shots of it. But no, I've never seen it. I kind of want to watch The Shining now, though.
I don't. Two things. One is
I hate scary movies, though.
I know you
Gosh,
do.
I
know
scary
you do.
Movies.
One thing is I would encourage you to obviously your kids can't be around, but watch it in the daytime first if you're curious like that. Just watch it. You know what I mean? Just sit there and watch it. You'll be all right. And that movie is a little dated. The look of it's a little dated.
That's why I think I could be okay with it
yeah.
at this point.
Yeah.
Because...
It's nowhere... It has some really shocking images, but they're not like... how do I say it? They're not like slasher movies. You
like,
know what I mean? It's
what
a little
would
more...
Be like, what's
well,
like
it's
a shocking...
little more. It's a little more like psychological stuff. Oh, you mean like the walls of a hallway sweating blood?
Well, see, I don't know.
Yeah, there.
And is that scary, even though it's from, like, what
it's kind of scary.
Year was this? Would it come out in the 70s?
It's kind of scary.
All right.
Number two is A Quiet Place. Do you know that movie?
That is the one with John Krasinski, right? And Emily Blunt, where they had to be quiet?
That's right.
I would never
Did
watch
you
that.
See that?
H, no.
Oh, that was okay. That was pretty good. That's right. Well, okay, so that's number two. I don't know. With favorite scary movie? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, there you are.
There I am. It was my own hood.
That's you. You and Poppy. Post that picture immediately.
I'm not posting that picture.
Number three. You're holding an axe.
Over my chest. They had an axe at the hotel you could pose with.
Of course they did.
Why am I holding an axe over my child, pretending to like...
I thought you were holding it over Jeff.
Well, it's like Jeff and Poppy. Like, why would I...
No.
I was like 5 months pregnant, pretending to like slash my family with an axe.
So Oliver is in your belly at that time.
I blame the pregnancy hormone.
Right.
For my bad decision making.
That's awesome. You have to post that picture. That's a great picture. No, I think Poppy gets away in that scenario there.
That's okay.
But
just Jeff.
I think Jeff doesn't even know what hit him.
All right.
Because it's like he's looking and he's posing for a picture and you're behind him with an axe. Yeah. Post
what
that picture.
A creep.
That's great. Number three was Halloween. Sure.
Seen it.
Very scary. Jamie Lee Curtis, the original man. But that was a.
Never watching it.
Okay. The Exorcist, this one in at number four. Again, we're talking, this is Redbox's survey. Asking Americans to name their favorite scary Halloween movie. And number five was Nightmare on Elm Street. I guess. Was that scary? Was it? I don't know. Maybe was I scared back when I was 20 or something? I don't know. It doesn't seem like, to me, that's not as... And I don't know where Silence of the Lambs is. Like, that to me is... That should be a top five scary movie, but...
But I don't think that's like Halloween
no,
scary
it's not.
Movie.
No, that's just general SAF. Scary as, you know.
Yeah.
Shining, number one, quiet. I was going to say, I don't think you've seen any of these, have you?
Nope.
And I have seen all of them.
You've not. You didn't watch The Quiet Place.
I did. I
didn't even know
did.
What it was.
I didn't know what it was till you told me, and then I'm like, I totally watched it. course, I totally watched that movie. I watched that in the theater.
Like, in the theater? You creep.
Yeah.
Creep.
That was really good. No, that was really good. The fact that you've seen none of these.
I don't like scary movies.
I know, but none, like, at some point in your life.
I don't like them.
You've
like,
never.
Like, give me Halloween Town. Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, but
Practical
you weren't like that
Magic.
When you were 17, were you?
I loved Practical Magic when I was 17. Loved that movie.
So you've never liked scary movies?
No. I'm not a scary movie person.
No, again, I just, at some point in your life, I would have thought
you. I watched The Craft in high school. Does that count?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't see that.
Weird movie, too.
Anyway, there you go. Those are America's top five favorite scary movies. Number one, The Shining. Number two, A Quiet Place. Number three, Halloween. Number four, The Exorcist. And number five, Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm honestly surprised you didn't go see A Quiet Place.
Why would that surprise you?
Because
there's
it's,
no
because
way.
Because it's new and it's current. And it's a family thing. And there's a.
It's not a family thing.
Well, there's a husband and a wife and kids.
Who are dying.
For some part
no,
of it.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
For some part of the movie. Anyway. All right.
There's a husband and a wife and kids and stepmom, too. I'll watch that. I guess people die in that movie, too.
See, look at that. But you're more like with a witch goes, oh, poof, you're dead. I'll cast a spell on you and you.
Well, the mom died. That was like a serious movie.
In which one?
Stepmom. Well, it doesn't like show or die, but like.
Is that a Halloween one?
No.
No, right.
There's a Halloween scene. Okay. And Hocus Pocus, she turns Max into
a
cat.
Stop. Right.
And then.
There you go. Scariest scene you've ever seen in a movie.
Not Max.
Becky.
Yes.
Turn
Binks,
Max
I'm sorry.
Into
not Max. Binks. But then Binks does die at the end of that, okay. too. There's death. I watch movies with death in it.
Whoa. I know.
No one dies time. In Halloween Town.
Yeah. All right. There
Practical
you go.
Magic. That movie is all about death. They're trying to bring someone back from the dead. He turns out to be very evil. Don't do that.
Go watch your happy-go-lucky scary movies. The rest of America's watching.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag in Paso, your one-stop shop. Visit their newly launched Western Boutique online store. It's PremierAgBoutique.com. Find ladies' Western fashion, men's clothes, footwear, and accessories. Use discount code PREMIER to receive 10% off.